I'm quite comfortable.
As your lordship pleases.
Now, how is your task progressing?
It's very difficult,
Holmes.
Every man finds his limitations, Mr. Holmes. It cures us of the weakness of self-satisfaction.
You see, I can undoubtedly frame a case against the actual thief.
Once you have caught them.
But how should we proceed against the receiver?
Isn't this rather premature?
Well, it's as well to have our plans ready, don't you agree, Doctor?
I certainly think we should be quite sure of what we're doing, yes.
Well, there you are. So, my lord, what would you regard as final evidence against the receiver?
The actual possession of the stone, of course.
In that case, my dear sir, I'm under the painful necessity of ordering your arrest.
Mr. Holmes, in 30 years of official life, I cannot recall such an insult. I'm a busy man, sir. I have the honour to wish you good evening.
One moment, my lord.
Get out of my path.
No, sir.
This is intolerable. Let me pass.
Put your right hand into the pocket of your overcoat.
What do you mean, sir?
Come on, do as I ask.
What possible purpose will be served at... What? What?
You know, that sense of humour is going to get you into real trouble one of these days. Suppose he died from the shock.
Well, at least you'd have been on hand to make out the certificate.
Cause of death, finding a £100,000 diamond in his pocket.
That is not very funny.
Come on, he gave as good as he got.
Yes, and more power to him. Mr. Holmes, your sense of humour is perverted, and its exhibition untimely in the extreme.
Well, almost as good as he got.
No, you didn't finish. I'm greatly your debtor, and I withdraw any reflection I have made against your amazing powers. I hope you've made a note of that for the story.
Good.
Now, do you have to rush off back to hearth and home?
Well, I told Jean to expect me when she saw me.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're still master under your own roof.
You have a most peculiar idea of what marriage is all about. Why do you ask, anyway?
Because I find myself in urgent need of your assistance.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Well, then, I suppose I'm yours to command. As usual.
Excellent. Here are your orders. Ring the bell, summon the invaluable Mrs. Hudson, and ask her to send up dinner for two as soon as possible.
In The Mazarin Stone, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Merrison and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With Anthony Bate as Lord Cantlemere, Nigel Anthony as Count Silvius, and Joan Matheson as Mrs. Hudson. Inspector Yall was played by David Jarvis, Sergeant Peabody by Malcolm Ward, Sam by Lyndon Gregory, and Sanders by Peter Whitman. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinists were Leonard Friedman and Mari Campbell. The Mazarin Stone was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Patrick Rayner.